This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
The time has come. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. We have combed our archives and pulled out the best. Now you have to pick which of these four soundbites is the best, and your reasons are your own. You simply listen and then vote. 1-877-623-6943. Vote by phone. You get to vote first. 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at @issuesetc. Make sure you tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org or a tweet at @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote on this Friday, as usual, gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Jennifer Oback Morse, answering the question, should we be able to marry whomever we love?
Love is not a legal category. Love has never been a legal category. If you think love is what makes a family, what does it mean when a man decides he no longer loves his wife and he no longer loves his children and he wants to walk out and never pay child support again? Because, after all, it's love that makes a family. Why should he be forced to pay child support? It doesn't make any sense to use love as a binding legal category. And besides, would you really want the government inquiring about who loves who? And also, there are plenty of relationships that are loving relationships that are based on love that we would never even think about having marriage around. You know, so you love your child, you love your sister, you love your best friend, but that's not a marriage. Nobody believes for a moment that that's a fitting relationship for a marriage. So what kind of love are we talking about? And in the end, what is the social purpose of marriage? If all marriage is supposed to do is to affirm people who love one another, well, then we have to ask ourselves, why do we need marriage in the first place? And the answer is, we don't need marriage if that's its only purpose. We need marriage for completely different purposes that the advocates of same-sex marriage never even want to think about.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? Your vote will make the difference. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Pastor Brent Kuhlman, how would Preacher Paul fare in the church today?
The church bigwigs of today probably wouldn't allow Paul to preach in any congregation. Weakness? Fear? Trembling? You've got to be kidding. Preachers like that today don't get calls, or their calls are forcibly taken away from them. Do you remember what he always preached? What he proclaimed Sunday after Sunday, month after month, and year after year? Do you remember? He says, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul preaches Jesus, and not just any Jesus, but the Jesus who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Oh, come on, Paul. You, Paul, can't possibly believe that you can run a church on just that kind of preaching, do you? A crucified and dead Jesus? Is that all? Are you kidding? Let's hire the best consultants. Let's hold a summit. Let's get the brightest and most innovative techniques and ideas. Let's rack our brains. We can come up with something. Something much better than what you always preach, Paul. And yet Paul remains in the pulpit. He won't get out. He digs in his heels. And most of all, he won't change the content of his preaching, even if it means the end of his ministry.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt. Why Islam doesn't need a reformation?
The reformation in the Christian context went back to the original founders, the apostles. Now, if you apply this model to Islam, where would we go back to the original founders of Islam? You'd go to Muhammad, the man who was in many ways Islam's first terrorist, who conquered the world by the sword, and who said, I'm the last of the prophets, and I'm sent with the sword, when he started his wars after 622, when he went from Mecca to Medina and conquered the world in Arabia of that day, and it hasn't stopped to this day. And the symbol, this one important symbols of Islam to this day, is the sword. And to think that we can have reformation like we had in the Christian context is a specious argument. If not worse than that, it's an ignorant argument from history, because when we went back to reform Christianity, we went back to the disciples, the apostles. If you want to go back to the beginning roots of Islam, you got to go back to Muhammad, who was not a peaceful man.
That's soundbite number three. Now it's time to get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, we'll open up the voting. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. 877-623-MYIE or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Pastor Stephen Parks has soundbite number four, trusting the word on the two natures in Christ.
There's nothing in all of heaven or earth or the entire created multiverse that is anything like the personal union of the divine and human natures in Christ. So this is one of those areas where Luther talks about how we need to close our eyes and we need to be led entirely and completely by the divine word, which is to say Holy Scripture. We don't follow it because it makes perfect and complete sense to us. We don't follow it because our intuition may tell us that it's true. We don't follow it for any other reason other than what the Scriptures teach. And we have to cling to what the Scriptures teach and confess everything that the Scriptures teach. Not just those things that make complete and utter sense to us, but everything, every single word of what the Scriptures teach, we must cling to and we must preach and teach and confess, rejoicing in the truth of God's Word and the comfort that it brings us in Christ, that whole and undivided Savior.
All right, it's Friday afternoon, the 11th of February. We're playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, and now it's time to vote. Those who vote by phone get to vote first. 877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call and get ready to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote this Friday gets the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. 877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Do all people share a common morality? Is natural law an errant teaching of the Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is titled Natural Law, a Lutheran Reappraisal. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Natural Law by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Natural Law, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers. Issues Etc. watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article that I've written titled The Theology of Jesus. What's the connection between the Church's Confession of Christ and her Confession of the Trinity? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. journal. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Mason Beecroft writes about the false promises of Pop American Christianity. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
And it is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc. The candidates this week for Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, should we be able to marry whomever we love? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brent Kuhlman, how would Preacher Paul fare in the church today? Soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, why Islam doesn't need a reformation? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Stephen Parks, trusting the word on the two natures in Christ. David votes for Warrens, Wisconsin, where he says, Pastor Brent Kuhlman gets my vote because weakness, fear, and trembling is not a part of today's Christian teaching. Worldly success replaces it. Thank you very much for listening in Wisconsin. Thanks for your vote, David. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Mike in New Mexico says, my vote is for number one, love is not and has never been the government's interest in solemnizing marriage. Those who would say otherwise are attempting to subvert, whether they realize it or not, the legitimate interest that the governments do have in recognizing marriage. As we always say, smartest listeners in radio, thanks for listening to New Mexico. Mike, 877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. In Gillette, Wyoming, Jared says, my vote is for Pastor Kuhlman. His description of Paul reminds us that it's not about the man who is in the pulpit, whether or not he fits our model for a pastor, but it is solely about what the man preaches, Christ and him crucified. If he can't do that, then he has no right to be in the pulpit. Jared, thanks for listening in Wyoming. Steve in Rochester, Minnesota, I should say, says, wow, we need to hear soundbite number two. I take that as a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Brent Kuhlman. How would Preacher Paul fare today? Brian in Colorado says, number four, that would be Pastor Stephen Parks. He says, Stephen Parks, Luther is best when he's pointing to Jesus. Pastor Parks is best when he's pointing to us, to Luther, pointing to Jesus. Very well said, Brian. Thank you very much for your vote as well. Now, there's still plenty of time for your vote and a chance to win the LPR bundle package that we're giving away this Friday afternoon, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 11th, playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This one comes from Matt in Justice, Illinois. He says, my vote is for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Her quote on the relationship between love and marriage, she skillfully takes the idea that we should be able to marry whomever we love to its logical conclusion, showing how it violates the Word of God, the human conscience, which is God's law written on the heart, and the outright dangerous consequences of such an idea. Matt, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Justice, Illinois. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for February is Natural Law. On that very vein, about how sometimes just good critical thinking can dismantle the arguments, say, in favor of same-sex marriage, Natural Law, A Lutheran Reappraisal is the Issues Etc. book of the month for February. It's a great new book from Concordia Publishing House with great authors. You can find out more about this book at our website, issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org. Find it anywhere at our website, or call Concordia Publishing House and order this book, Natural Law, A Lutheran Reappraisal. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Natural Law, A Lutheran Reappraisal, The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for February. Scott is listening in Illinois. Thanks for waiting on the line, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I would like to vote for Jennifer Roback Morse's soundbite because there's a certain maturity that is required by and sometimes is brought about by marriage, and it is not part and parcel of Valentine's Day necessarily or anything that has to do with that. It's the maturity that those who fall in and out of infatuation so easily really don't have or exercise. What the government is interested in is the procreation of new citizens, not a national registry of infatuous arrangements.
Smartest listeners in radio. Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for voting for Soundbite of the Week. Still plenty of time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Always the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Monday on the program, Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be our guest. We're going to be talking to him about koinonia. Now, that's a Greek word, which usually means common things or things held in common. It sounds so very common, doesn't it? But it is one of the most profound mysteries of the New Testament when we talk about the things that Christians have in common. In other words, the kind of fellowship and the life that we have together. That's Monday on Issues, Etc. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Michael in Lamar, Missouri says, Christ and Him crucified, what more need we say? Brent Kuhlman gets my vote, although this was a great group from which to choose and difficult. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
I agree with Mike across the board. How in the world can you fit this much content into just 1 hour of a day on the radio? And, of course, I know you have your web hour as well. I'm voting for number two. St. Paul hits on the key to the faith there, of course, Christ crucified, and the speaker brought that across very well. But St. Paul also deals with these other issues in other places in his writing. So if you want to find out what's going on, talk to St. Paul and remember to center on Christ crucified.
Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Well, that gives us our winner. Soundbite number two this week, according to your votes, Pastor Brent Kuhlman, how would Preacher Paul fare in the church today?
The church bigwigs of today probably wouldn't allow Paul to preach in any congregation. Weakness? Fear? Trembling? You've got to be kidding. Preachers like that today don't get calls, or their calls are forcibly taken away from them. Do you remember what he always preached? What he proclaimed Sunday after Sunday, month after month, and year after year? Do you remember? He says, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul preaches Jesus, and not just any Jesus, but the Jesus who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Oh, come on, Paul. You, Paul, can't possibly believe that you can run a church on just that kind of preaching, do you? A crucified and dead Jesus? Is that all? Are you kidding? Let's hire the best consultants. Let's hold a summit. Let's get the brightest and most innovative techniques and ideas. Let's rack our brains. We can come up with something. Something much better than what you always preach, Paul. And yet Paul remains in the pulpit. He won't get out. He digs in his heels. And most of all, he won't change the content of his preaching, even if it means the end of his ministry.
All right, that's Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes this week for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's see. Oh, that, by the way, that's Pastor Brent Kuhlman on how would Preacher Paul fare in the church today. Jared in Gillette, Wyoming, I think is going to get the LPR bundle package. Jared, if you would email us your mailing address along with your shirt size, that's important as well. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who voted via email, Facebook, and the phone. And thanks for playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and then send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and as usual, thanks for your continued support. When you go to church this weekend, do this. Invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. In fact, kicking off next week, Monday on the program, we're going to be talking with Pastor Matt Harrison, who's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's going to be talking to us about koinonia, those things, those gifts of Christ that we have as church held in common with one another, and even more importantly, the fellowship that we have through Jesus Christ and with Jesus Christ, God's Son, our life together with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Monday on Issues Etc. I agree. I don't think Paul would pass muster with most of the brightest minds of the church today. It was too much fear, too much trembling, too much weakness. But you know, with St. Paul, what you never, ever got was too much Christ in him crucified. There was always more Christ in him crucified to be preached because there were always sinners who need Christ in him crucified. Sinners who believed, sinners who didn't believe. That's what drove Paul. He says, woe to me if I don't preach this gospel. It's the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. So that's what we'll keep doing here on Issues Etc. as well. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.